KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have fair to partly cloudy skies in Atlantic and 7 degrees below zero. A wind advisory is in effect for Cass and most area counties until noon today. For the far west and southwest counties, that advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. We look for it to be mostly sunny with a deceptively warm high of 10 degrees above zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Firefighters responded to a structure fire late Wednesday night in Pottawatomie County. According to KETV in Omaha, crews from at least four area fire departments were called to 27125 Ski Hill Loop at around 11 p.m. They remained on the scene for at least 2 hours, but weren't able to put out the flames before the building was destroyed. Authorities say they believe the property was used to grow mushrooms for area restaurants. There were no injuries reported. No injuries were reported either following a house fire early Wednesday morning in Villisca. According to reports, the Villisca firefighters dispatched to the scene at 407 East 6th Street at around 12:10 a.m. Wednesday, arrived about 5 minutes later to find the home's occupants had been evacuated and smoke was coming from the front door. The flames apparently began in the basement where a space heater was located next to a bed. The blaze spread within the walls into the first floor kitchen and living room. Crews quickly knocked down the basement flames and contained the remaining hotspots to the kitchen and living room walls. Everything was extinguished and cleanup operations were wrapped up by around 2 a.m. The Red Cross was called in to assist with four adults and one child of the home. Authorities said while a dollar amount of the damage was not immediately available, the house was still livable with necessary repairs. Assisting Villisca fire crews at the scene were the Villisca Public Works Department, Villisca Power, Montgomery County Sheriff's Deputies, Villisca Ambulance Crews, Red Oak Rescue, Alliant Energy, and the American Red Cross. A preliminary hearing in the OWI First Offense case against the Cass County attorney, 46-year-old Vanessa E. Strozdas, will be held in Atlantic on February 4th, beginning at 9 a.m. Strozdas was arrested on a serious misdemeanor charge early Sunday morning. She was booked into the Cass County Jail and released a few hours later on her own recognizance. Online court records show her case assignment will be handled by Judge James Heckerman. Strozdas has held the job of Cass County attorney since February of 2019. And the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening passed the second reading of an ordinance amending the city code by dividing the city into five wards and five precincts and outlining and describing each ward and precinct and repealing another ordinance. But they then failed to waive the rules for the third reading by a vote of 4-2 with one absent. Since at least 3/4 of the council did not approve the matter, the third and final reading of the ordinance will take place during the council's regular meeting on February 2nd. City Clerk Barb Barrick explained to the council their action Wednesday evening will not affect the city's dealing with the Secretary of State's office, at least for now, but if it's not passed after the final reading, it would have a financial impact.
The Secretary of State has already approved our boundary maps, and when I talked to them and told them what had happened, she said that was fine. Just get them a copy of the ordinance once it's passed.
But if we don't pass it, then what?
Then we go back to the Secretary of State and say, right, hey, this didn't pass. And then I assume they will come in and draw the lines and we will have no say-so about it.
And no charges to do that, right?
$5,000. $5,000.
City Administrator John Lund has said the readings became necessary when an error occurred 2 weeks ago with the rules for waiving the second and third readings of the ordinance to adopt the redistricting maps for the city. That means the ordinance was not passed by the presumed deadline. In other business, the Atlantic City Council approved an order to share the services of Atlantic Wastewater Treatment Plant Superintendent Tim Snyder with the City of Messina, at least for now. The City of Messina had been informed by the Iowa DNR that they must delegate the operator in charge authority necessary to operate and maintain their wastewater facilities and have an operator with a Grade 2 license. Well, Messina's employee currently only has a Grade 1 license, but they are working on their Grade 2 license. Tim Snyder has said he had no problems helping Messina out.
I do have to make a visit once a week,
Messina,
down there, and then plus they're in my office once a week anyway, bringing their samples in. You know, there is potential that there's another town in the same situation. These small towns have had to upgrade their facilities to meet the new regulations, and it's caught some of the operators at a lower level of license, so they're going to have to move up. I'm familiar with the people doing it. You know, they've been bringing their samples again to our lab.
Good.
The City of Atlantic will charge Messina $500 per month, as they do with other arrangements. The Atlantic City Council approved a resolution adopting the Cass County Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan and a resolution repealing a resolution and establishing the use of COVID-19 Relief Funds, or ARPA. Atlantic Mayor Grace Garrett reminded citizen property owners about the need to shovel their sidewalks and move their vehicles following a snow event, such as that which occurred last Friday and Saturday.
You have 24 hours to remove that from your sidewalks, so let's make sure we're doing that. And that also applies to vehicles, and we have a 24-hour limited parking for vehicles as well, following the cessation of snowfall. So everyone, please be aware of that, and let's keep our paths as clear and free as possible for our road crews and for those that are using our streets and our sidewalks.
Garrett also shared some information from Atlantic Animal Control Officer Chris Erickson with regard to the Betty White Challenge in honor of what would have been Betty White's 100th birthday on Monday. On Tuesday, she told KJAN News that the shelter had received $1,000 in donations in honor of White, who was an animal advocate. Garrett said since then, that figure has increased.
They are still receiving donations on her behalf, but the current total to date is $1,795. They have been nursing along, as her phrase says, on some old bedding for the dogs. They've been using them as much as they can. That was given to them some years back by a young softball player, and they are choosing to use the donations to buy new dog beds to go along with the new dog cages.
Chris Erickson told Garrett that she is in awe of how many people gave in Betty White's name, and she says, thank you for being a friend of the shelter and animals. On a separate note, the Atlantic City Council will meet this evening at 5:15 to conduct a budget workshop. No action will take place, only discussion. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.